sunny in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
We're not doing this again.
Oh, no, you're not doing this again.
Yes, yes, we are.
Well, you better get going.
Get ready for the grand surprise.
It's a brand new model, very sensitive.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I am your host.
It's the Kix Morning Show, JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Friday, February 26th. Hiya, Coriel.
Hiya, JP.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You ready for the weekend?
Yes.
Big plans?
No, we've had some sporadic plans here and there. Some of them involve traveling a little further than we want and yada yada. And I don't think we're going to do it.
Okay.
We were going to go see a performer in Kearney, but I don't know. It's just like kind of a jaunt.
Yeah, Kearney is a bit of a jaunt.
It's just a little bit of a commitment.
Yeah. Just mean getting a hotel and.
Yeah. Just feel like being a bum.
You sound like, yeah. Just want to be a bum, okay.
Yeah, that's I sound okay like too. a glorified old person now. Yeah,
no, it sounds like it's perfectly fine.
Thanks.
To be a bum. Good morning, Husker Nick.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. We're trying out some new technology with Nick.
Yeah,
checking out some different stuff. Speaking of being a glorified old person, if I have my way, I'm sleeping this entire weekend. That's my plan.
Oh, really?
You mean you're not playing Season 2 of Call of Duty?
I'm sure at some point. Yeah. I'm going to sleep. It's like one of those weekends everyone has where as soon as you wake up Friday, you're like, I can't wait to go to bed tonight.
Yeah. You wake up, you're like, I can't wait to just sleep again.
There are good weekends like that where you could just crash. That's what I did last Sunday. We didn't do a thing.
So does that mean you're going to do stuff this weekend?
Probably, yeah. No, we've got my mom's birthday is today, so we're going to go out for dinner at some point this weekend.
Ooh, do you have an idea of where you're going to go?
There's like three different places that she likes. So we'll figure that out between my brother and I.
It is Lobster Fest at Red Lobster, I just want to say.
I don't know if she's a Red Lobster. Okay. I can't remember if she's a... Nah, there were moments as kids... Cheddar Bay biscuits come to mind, So that might be in the running. Ask her. Lobster Fest, okay. That's why you don't want to leave town.
Yes,
it's because Lobster.
Okay,
Fest.
You caught me.
That's what the deal is. Okay, well, yeah, no, I got that. And Husker basketball tomorrow, and I get tested. It's because they're down to the final two games for home games. I get tested today, tomorrow before the game. Stay in the bubble. Tested Sunday. Monday before the game, stay in the bubble. So I'm still like the safest person in this building.
What bubble are you staying in?
Well, you go into Pinnacle Bank Arena. That's what they call the bubble. When the COVID bubble, you go in there, you get your test. You have to wait 20 minutes for the test to come back positive.
Oh, so you stay
negative.
In a bubble for 20 minutes.
Well, no. Okay. No, you go in there, you wait to find out whether or not you're clear. If you're clear, you go into Pinnacle Bank Arena. You can't leave until the game is done. So you're stuck there four and a half hours.
I could just see you, I'll be honest, I could see you complaining about having to be in a bubble for 20 minutes. So I'm actually very shocked and surprised.
No, I bring my book. I've got my book. I've got shows on my phone. I can do.
There you go.
He's mostly mad that he's tried to convince them to let him do this test rectally and they're saying no.
I've never, ever won.
They keep saying no to the rectal.
It's like his request.
COVID I do not test. Want anything around my
he's
butt.
He's like, hey guys, but what about my butt?
No. I don't want anything around my butt. I'm good.
Okay, please mark that.
No, we've already got out of context. Guys, that's my care.
Mark that.
No, not going to happen. Not going to happen.
We won't have COVID.
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, we've got a regular extravaganza, Free Fun Friday, a redneck review of Coming to America, which looks very cool. We'll find out what Cooter thinks of it. We'll get a round of out of context contest. We'll talk about your This Isn't What I Ordered stories and a lot more coming up on the show.
Come on, man.
Hey. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Of course, Top Gun, one of the best movies out there ever, also has a very iconic scene involving beach volleyball.
Yeah, man. That's how I assume it is when you sub on your gal's team.
Except there's no way I could do like Tom Cruise and Anthony Edwards and play volleyball in jeans. That seems just so uncomfortable.
You shirtless in super tight jeans sounds like a great day of volleyball.
You want me to show up wearing that one time?
I'm just saying. Coriel, back me on this.
I mean, I would prefer him to wear those weird Herculon underpants, but whatever.
Oh, that's true.
Herculon underpants.
What do you mean? You're the one that brought it up.
Yeah, exactly. The special underpants you can wear for forever and never have to wash them.
Yeah.
So it's already challenging enough to play beach volleyball like in like regular clothes to not have to go ahead and put on a pair of khakis and a polo.
Ugh,
what?
That sounds so uncomfortable.
Right. Like you dress like you're at Best Buy?
Right.
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
You look like Jake from State Farm, but you have to go play volleyball.
That doesn't sound right.
So there's a German volleyball pair, Carla and Julia, that they're going to boycott a tournament in Qatar next
month.
We'll
call it Qatar.
Because it was the only country where players were forbidden to wear bikinis on the court.
Man, I'm glad I don't live in that country.
Right?
Any country where women are not allowed to wear bikinis, I don't want any part of.
Well, and I know that they want them, like the association says, to do that out of respect for like their country's customs or whatever.
They're just holding women down in that country.
But that's just strange, though, because, you know, they are there to do a job, and then they can't wear their work uniform.
Yeah. I'm all for
and
this.
It's hot.
Have you guys seen what a women's volleyball bikini looks like?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we're seeing in the photo here.
About these.
Well, and also they're not even like, it's not like they're skimpy or something.
Yeah,
I see people
like
wearing almost the same thing at the gym.
That's right,
not
exactly.
The bottoms.
Well, the tops though, I mean, they are basically a sports
They're cheeky.
Bra.
Let me tell you right now.
With the bottoms?
If I were from England, I would describe them as cheeky.
Ooh,
like
cheeky.
Carla Borger.
You got some cheek. It's like side butt cleavage is what it looks like. You know how like you got like the boob cleavage on the side?
Yes.
The boob, side boob?
Things that you just deal with anyways,
yes.
No matter what.
Right.
No, I am a big fan. Big fan. Like I've tried talking my wife into buying a pair of those.
Just to wear around?
So do men wear the cheeky bottoms too?
Oh, they just wear like tighter shorts kind of.
What,
like,
and
really
they're longer?
Tight shorts. Well,
like
longer than those, yes.
Like a bike.
All right.
Short.
Well, I think that's dumb. If I think it's dumb. If
no,
you wanna,
hey
if
man,
you wanna,
I don't. Sure.
If you don't watch for side cheeks of the plums on the women, I want to watch for the side cheeks of the plums on the
you
men.
You should see if they'll wear them.
I think it's dumb that they have to wear
like
longer shorts. Wear shorter ones.
Into I think it's a support thing for the dude.
Boy shorts.
On the
they
front.
Make them with little hammocks on the inside.
They do. They.
They really do.
Yeah,
if not,
I
they'll
don't...
create them for me.
Carla says we're...
Remember, it's the ladies that are boycotting this thing.
No,
this
I
isn't
know.
Like some equality
I know, they're like,
here.
This is. They're like, this is dumb. We're here to do a job.
So
we have
Carla
to wear
says,
a uniform.
We're here to do our job, but are being prevented from wearing our work clothes.
Yeah. The other day I came across U.S. versus Brazil. Let me tell you.
Oh.
That was worth watching.
Super cheeky.
I bet. Very. Mm-hmm. No, I bet they just had really good skill.
The Brazilians had done a lot of squats in their past.
and they performed very well.
They did. They were good, man.
Because they had the power.
What's the
power of the booty.
Well, yes.
Yes. Booty power, that's a thing.
Man.
Booty power.
That's funny. All right, so well, hopefully they can, I mean, they've done very well for themselves. They're one of the top three pairs out there in beach volleyball, so they'll get a chance to play somewhere else.
So, Nick, you're saying that we won't see you in the stands or wherever in Qatar watching?
Not if they're not wearing that.
Okay.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah,
that's the whole
like,
reason I watch.
Yeah, if they're dressed
he
like
he tears
Jake
up his
State
ticket.
Farm. Yeah.
I'm out
What's
of
her
here.
Name?
Misty something or other? That's the U.S. player.
Oh, we've got a couple of really good ones.
It was two of them, Misty and someone else, I think, if I remember right.
Misty May Trainer. Misty May Trainer.
See? Come on. I told
That's
you I
a neat name. That sounds like a stage name.
Misty May Trainer and Kerry Walsh are one of the most iconic.
I
want to
say it was Kerry Walsh was playing. And
I think
yes. And here's the best part of this. If you ever watch this, I told you these bikini bottoms are uber tiny. When the ladies stand up there, you know, in volleyball, you put your hand behind your back and you tell them which way you point, which direction.
Yeah.
It's literally just an excuse for them to zoom just on their butts.
Oh, my God.
Like, it does it all the time. I couldn't let my son watch. I was like, you're too young, young man.
He's
this
already,
is like today's Skinamax.
He's already got the hots for Lexi's son and her outfit for Nebraska. We can't have him do that, too.
He thinks Lexi's son is the prettiest woman he's ever seen in his
life. Well, good, Carter.
And he's right. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh, his first crush. That's awesome.
He loves her. Have you guys not seen that?
Coryell
what?
And Husker Nick.
They literally zoom in every time.
Oh, no. I know exactly
what
you're talking
about. In the screen. It's hilarious.
Exactly.
They do it to the guys, too, Coryell, just so you know.
Okay, good.
I don't want you to be...
Well, you know, I'll appreciate like a good derriere, no matter the derriere and where the derriere is. But I'm just saying,
he doesn't want you to be butthurt.
Is that were you trying to land a joke there?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
Coryell's just trying to get you back for yesterday.
Yeah,
get up, y'all. This is JP Coryell and Husker Nick
every morning.
In the morning
on Kicks 96.9.
Well, Post Malone helped us realize why Hootie and the Blowfish cries. You know, Darius Rucker. Lauren Elena has never done this, and Blake Shelton was so shocked when he first met Gwen Stefani.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
All right, good morning. I'm rocking the blue wig this time.
Taking it.
It looks
because I don't
nice.
Want to get up in the morning and do my hair, so wigs are my answer. It's on Facebook, KX969. So here's the deal. Post Malone released a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish's 1995 hit song, I Only Want to Be With You. And here's the deal. This is actually for Pokemon's 25th anniversary.
Which
that's
you also
why
love.
Why he released it.
And I also Pokemon love Pokemon. Freak.
So I'm actually geeking out. And I am a huge fan of Hootie and the Blowfish. You should know this by now because I talk about them a lot.
But oh, yeah,
anyways,
for sure.
So folks on social media are in absolute shock after realizing for the first time, it seems, that when Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish was singing in that song, when he mentions the dolphins make me cry, you know, I'm such a baby, the dolphins make me cry.
Right, yeah.
People thought that meant, like, you know, dolphins are cute and stuff, and, like, you're sitting at the beach watching a sunset or something,
and
the dolphins make
that
you cry.
That makes you tear up.
No, it's about Miami Dolphins.
It's about Dan Marino and the...
On his, on the music video, he had a jersey of... Dan Marino on when he sings that line.
But so many people didn't realize.
Didn't, right.
And I guess I really? Kind of thought it was either or, but I assumed it was football.
Yeah.
But Fear so many people are just now realizing because of the fact that Post Malone recut this song and he changed it and said, and the Cowboys make me cry.
Nice. They should. The Cowboys are terrible.
Which his favorite team.
Which is awesome and funny.
We
have a little clip
it
of the
cry.
Song, actually.
Yeah, let's get it.
Clip it.
Post. I just want to love you, but you won't know where my ring, but there's nothing I can do.
It's a vibe this morning, it really is.
I like, I love the way that
that's
he
really
totally Post Malones it too, by duh and yo.
Yeah.
I love Post Malone.
So
he's awesome.
There's a lyric in Lauren Elena and John Party's song Getting Over Him that talks about dive bar kissing. And even though Lauren Elena co-wrote it, she's never done that yet, at least. So she's actually had two very public breakups.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard to kind of like get out of that. I mean, she's been in the public eye since she was 16.
Oh, yeah, forever.
So she hasn't really had the opportunity to. She has a little bit of time here and there to let loose and go to bars and stuff like that, but not much at all. So Lauren Elena actually has never done any dive bar kissing. She's also never had a dating app. And this quote from Lauren is hilarious. She says, "What would my bio say? I am a singer and I am gone. Typically 150 to 200 days a year. I'm never home on weekends. If you work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, we probably aren't going to work out very well."
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that's
valid.
That's a way to put it.
Wow.
Yeah. The Voice is kicking off its 20th season and 10th year on the air Monday. Blake Shelton is still surprised it's lasted this long.
No kidding.
Yes, he's actually said, let's see, he told People, quote, "To be honest, I don't think the show was going to last." And then he says, "In fact, of the first conversations I ever had with Adam Levine was, man, how stupid is this?" So you love Blake Shelton being candid.
His honesty, yeah.
Yeah, but while we're talking about The Voice, you obviously think of him and then also one of the coaches at one point in time, Gwen Stefani, now his fiance. He was absolutely shocked at how Gwen Stefani used to arrive to work.
That first season, you know, she was in the middle of, she had just had a baby. And the thing that I remember and that I remember saying about her when people would ask is like, "Oh my God, that girl, she's unbelievable. She drives a minivan to work." Like, you know, like, the rock stars come in and they're, you know, Rolls Royce or whatever, and Gwen was driving a black minivan. I remember that.
Which is hilarious.
And so, you know, it was very, very like we knew each other, we worked together, but there really wasn't much of a friendship even that first season.
Wow, that's crazy.
Just picture Gwen Stefani, who always looks so, man. She just
always looks so nut up. Yeah.
She just looks like she embodies the Hollywood persona almost.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You'd think she's gorgeous. Like a phantom or something.
She rolls up in a minivan.
Yeah, no kidding.
God, I have even more respect for her, honestly. We do have new music.
Yes.
From one of your absolute favorites.
Yes.
Husker Nick, he fanboys over him, as he should. This is new music from Eric Church. It's called Never Break Heart, a message of perseverance against any obstacle life throws at you. With the nitty gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell on Kix 96.9.
People say it's a crime bringing life into the world these days. It's cold, it's alone, it's a heavy stone that the heart can't take. Well, hurt's gonna keep on trying, and pain's gonna keep on crying. Down deep, there's a beat gonna keep on fire. So go on and get born, heart. Let your mama keep you warm, heart. Get down in the dirt, heart. Go on, get hurt, heart. Live and let learn, heart. Don't let fear steal your brave, heart. Don't let doubt take your faith, heart. It's okay to cry, but don't never. Like drawing cards with a whiskey gypsy. She's a glass half full, take a pull, then a glass half empty. Well, I say lies are made for chances, and eyes are made for glances, and songs are played, and legs are made for dances. Go on, take her hand, heart, and draw a line.
What's next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick show?
Wow, that's pretty cool. It's called Never Break Heart.
Yeah, that sounds like it belongs in a soundtrack to a movie.
Right, isn't it? That moment where everybody's really happy and some good's happening.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of that, we got good things coming up. You got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
Wake up. Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Let's have some good things. We'll let Coriel start first. What's your good thing today, Coriel?
Oh, you're going to let me start.
Go for it.
Oh, that's so nice of you. So, Glur's Tavern is in Columbus. Apparently, it's the oldest tavern west of the Mississippi.
No way.
Located right here in Nebraska. A living legend since 1876. But I guess, yeah, the Glur's Tavern was a drinking establishment built there in 1876, city of Columbus. It's a National Historic Site, so it's, like, approved
Be,
like, a really cool spot. It was patronized by Buffalo Bill during a visit, and it's on that registry of historic places. I just think it's cool
that's
that it's
really
not
neat.
Far from here, and you can brag to people that you've been in the oldest tavern west of the Mississippi.
Road trip to old Columbus.
Yeah.
That's the only way you can say that, too.
The oldest tavern.
I'm in the oldest tavern.
The Mississippi.
West of the Mississippi.
That's my good thing.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
My good thing is a young man by the name of Hansel Emmanuel. You probably, if you're on social media, seen this kid and had to do a double take because you're like, wait a minute. What I'm talking about, Hansel is a basketball player, and his video is now trending everywhere. He's a 16-year-old. It's high-flying dunks. He's crossing people over. I mean, just absolutely killing fools. And then you realize, hang on, does that guy only have one arm? Yeah, he lost his arm when he was six, and he is amazing at basketball. And these videos, like, again, you don't even notice it at first, and then you're like, hold on just a minute. And then you realize this kid's doing all these moves. Like, his last game that he posted, 31 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks, in a game going against, like, the best kids in the United States, by the way.
Oh, wow. My gosh,
and
this
the
is
caption,
wild. I love it.
He's awesome. And the caption on his Instagram says, I just want to see my family proud of me, and I'll keep pushing forward to see it well.
Oh.
And that's what he put on there. He's inspirational, and it's really cool, and he's just a hell of a player.
That's
so
fantastic.
If you get a chance, check out some of these videos, because the moves that he's putting on people is amazing.
That's awesome. My good thing is there's a birthday today, and she's 68 years young. My mom.
Oh, yay! I really did you see my wheels turning?
Yeah, you were really,
I was
like,
trying to think.
Is it somebody famous?
Who does JP
have a crush on? What's going on?
Oh
no.
My goodness.
Nah, it's my mom.
JP has a crush on.
My mom is 68 today, so we'll be celebrating her birthday this weekend.
Yay.
JP, you only date women that are half your age, not right. Double your age. You know this.
Thank you for that.
Yes.
You're welcome.
So happy birthday to my mom, Nancy Kine.
I still think you guys should go to Red Lobster for Lobster Fest.
You might
That's
pitch
true.
Her.
You might be talking her into it.
Exactly. You might be subliminally putting Red Lobster in her brain.
I just want you to go so you can sneak off Cheddar Bay biscuits in a little napkin and bring them to me at work. Put them in the fridge.
Oh, they're the best. You bring out, like, you even, if you get a good server, they'll just bring you a new basket and then say, hey, would you like a to-go
She did.
Box?
She came up last time my boyfriend and I were there. She came up to give us the bill and caught me red-handed squirreling them away into a napkin, and I've tried to, like, put them, like, in the corner, and she goes, oh, I can bring you more, and she brings us, like, a piping hot bag full.
That's
on our way
so
up
funny.
Which is really nice.
That's totally Coriel too.
That would be the best birthday present for your mom.
Is Cheddar Bay biscuits for you?
Yes.
Hanging out with Coriel.
Cheddar Bay biscuits for
hanging
me.
Hanging out with Coriel. There you go.
Go.
Love
next,
you, Mom.
The JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you a redneck review of the remake. Not really. No, right? Not really. Remake.
It's
sequel.
It's the sequel.
The sequel to what was one of the biggest movies of its time, Coming to America. Now we have Coming to America with Cooter Nick.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
Kicks 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Moe Cephas.
Yeah, all right, y'all. Now listen up. We got a new movie this week, and it is a sequel to one of the greatest comedies of all time, Coming to America. I tell you what, man, in that movie at the beginning, when he first gets to Merca and he's in New York and he leans out his window and says hi to everyone, and then they F-bomb him, and he F-bombs them back.
Yes.
One of the greatest scenes in movie history.
Factual.
And all be all. Or in the original, when he's sitting in, getting his hair cut, getting his hair did.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting in that barbershop talking about Cassius Clay and all them different people. Oh, my God. It's one of the greatest movies ever. And I'll tell you what, here's a preview for coming number two, America.
You must heed my words before I'm gone, my son. Now. You will be king. But the throne must pass to a male heir. Hakim, it appears you have a son. He must be found.
Prepare the royal jet. We are going back to America.
Oh, hell no, your majesty.
Come on! I'm back! Say it again!
All right, so y'all, apparently during Coming to America, the original, Akeem was getting out and getting all hibbity-dibbity-like with some ladies.
Ooh.
Instead of just going after the McDonald's chick. So
right.
That's what this here story's about, which should be pretty good. Look, I'm going to give this movie 4 bags of pork rinds, mostly because you got Arsenio Hall, Eddie Murphy. I mean, it's everybody. I mean, hell, I think you had Simba's dad doing the voiceover.
Well, James Earl Jones is like his dad in the first one.
Yeah, like basically, it's got a lot of Lion King vibes to it.
Yeah, it does.
It does in the beginning.
I've already seen a lot of Lion King and Wakanda jokes in the trailers. So.
Yes, it should be good. So,
I love
y'all, get out and see this here movie. Should be good. You can get it on the Netflix
Amazon
or
Prime.
Amazon Prime, which is on the internet,
on
so
the
you can
Prime.
Check that out. But it's a good movie, so get out and see it. Hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Bo Cephas, and I somehow made it through this whole segment without hitting on Coryell.
Coming next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Hey, that was impressive.
You did make it through, Cooter, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Y'all, how did I make it through an entire segment about a movie called Coming to America and not make any Coryell jokes?
Oh, my God.
That is depressing.
Coming up, we'll get you what everybody's going to be talking about today and another round of Out of Context contests for your chance to win.
When I wake up.
Ooh. Wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
Let's get you what everybody's talking about, including number 3.
Driver's license last week.
No, we're not talking about the Olivia Rodrigo song.
No, but we are talking about if you have a driver's license and you're out on the city of Lincoln's roads.
Yes.
You may have noticed, like I did the other day, hey, there's suspiciously like not that many potholes this year around, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
That's because.
You must not drive over by my house.
Well, there still are some, of course.
27th and Old Cheney, let me tell you. It is horrible.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully they get to it soon because the city of Lincoln has filled almost 7,000 potholes so far over the last 2 weeks.
That's impressive.
They're still there, but they are trying to keep ahead of it because remember, anyways, we love to complain about potholes.
If you take Highway 2 towards downtown, you have to, like, you're just bobbing and weaving. And I shout out these people that are working on those things because they are out there all day.
They are.
All freaking morning. And to make it worse, it's during rush hour, and you know people are yelling at them. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Don't yell at them. Let them do
their thing.
So it no
people.
Longer feels like you are off-roading while just heading to work.
Right. Exactly. So thank you to the pothole fillers and continue to do that. It's going well. Number 2.
Wow. Winning.
Charlie Sheen popped up in the news. People were talking about him because it was, 10 years ago that he took over the internet?
He took over everything.
Yeah,
you couldn't look left, right, up, or down without Charlie Sheen and Tiger Blood.
Yeah.
All that stuff he used to say.
Oh, my gosh.
He, like, quit a show. He was making $30 million a season.
He was a warlock. He had Adonis DNA.
He's crazy.
That was one of the first public meltdowns from a beloved celebrity.
Right.
How crazy was that?
Other than Britney Spears, shaving her head, of course.
So what's, I mean, so now he has regrets about this?
Husker he does. Night? He regrets it. He's like, looking back, maybe I should have kept making $30 million a year doing a stupid TV show.
I don't regret it.
He definitely regrets
it. He gave us winning.
Oh, I know. He really did, didn't he? Do you still say that? Every once in a while, I'll be like, winning. But I say it under my breath. Cause,
wow, winning.
Yeah, I don't want people to know I still say that. I was going to
say, don't say it out loud too much.
Oh, no, it's funny to say it out loud.
No, wow, winning.
You don't say it out loud too much. Hold on. Coriel, you're not at home by yourself sitting on your couch, and you just like squeeze out a little toot, smile, and go,
wow, winning.
Come on. You know you do that.
This will be an experiment. I'll let you know how it goes over the weekend.
Right. You should Snapchat yourself doing
it. Wow, winning.
And Jackson's reaction when you
the
do.
The next shot is him literally just shutting the front door on my face.
He just Coriel's
like, that was dry.
He's
not
like,
wet.
Losing.
Oh, very nice. And then finally,
the number one thing that everybody's talking about is
the vaccinations continue to be doled out throughout all of the United States, and including here in Nebraska and down at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Still folks lining up for that. But now there's the first dose.
Yeah.
That seems to be.
You mean the single shot?
The single shot dose. That's what it is. The single shot dose.
Coriel, are you less, more likely or equally as likely to get this done if you know there's only one tiny prick and not two coming?
Okay, well, first of all, that was an out-of-context contest segment sentence that you just said.
I don't understand what you mean.
I just have to say that out loud for posterity. But I would be more inclined to take this new one from Johnson & Johnson if it gets approved. It's on the brink of approval anyways.
It's really close. The FDA says it's really close.
A single shot vaccine. I'd be more down for that because I am not about the needle life. It freaks me out when I go get finger pricks at the doctor's office. I'm like, don't count down. Just do it. Surprise me because I...
just surprise you.
Gosh, I can't handle it. So yes, one shot. I'm down for the vaccine.
All right, we'll see what happens. It's really close to being approved by the FDA. That is what everybody's going to be talking about today.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Actually, we should make it almost what everybody's going to be talking about. Because 1A will be what everybody's going to be talking about happens in out-of-context contest.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's the number one.
That is always the number one anyways.
We'll have your chance to play and win some lunch, a couple box combos from Raising Cane's without a context contest. That is minutes away on a free fun Friday with JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. It's Kicks.
What the heck were you thinking?
They returned like eight.
What in the world were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
It's not my poop.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
We say all kinds of weird stuff and therefore it gets caught. In out of context contest. and you can play with us live on StreamYard, or you can also play with us live 466-9696. We'll get you guys lined up to win Raising Cane's, a couple box combos from Raising Cane's.
Oof, that sounds good.
If you can truly figure out what we are really talking about this week. So 466-9696.
What a good song.
To jump in and play on a free fun Friday with out of context contest. It's Kicks.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me.
In the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
What the heck were you thinking?
They returned like seven, eight, sorry.
What in the world were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
It's not my poop.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
It's comedy gold.
That was a really good intro.
Thank you. I like to put those together every week. They're lots of fun because
it makes me happy.
It gives us a recap of all the ridiculous crap we talked about last week.
Ain't too shabby.
Usually means something even better is going to happen this week with Out of Context Contest. Nice. All right, let's get you a chance to win. And you can see us live on Facebook as well. Let's go to, we've got Brian and Trish waiting behind Adam. Good morning, Adam. How's it going, man?
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday,
man.
Happy Friday, my brother. You got big plans for the weekend?
I don't, and that's the greatest thing ever.
That sounds awesome. That makes me happy.
I know.
I'm happy for you.
Well, there are free Raising Cane's box combos at stake, so you're going to have to turn on your brain juices.
All right, Husker, take it away.
That was so dirty somehow. What? All right, so here is what we're doing. We've got three pieces of audio for you out of context from the show. We will play a piece of audio. I'll give you three possible things we were talking about, A, B, or C. You tell me which one it is. You get to keep moving on. If you miss it, stay on the line just in case, because it might come back around to you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here's number one in Out of Context Contest. I have, on the weekends, enjoyed happy endings.
What? I don't even... Oh, my God. A, during the pandemic, JP spent a lot of weekends hanging out with Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots.
I have, on the weekends, enjoyed happy endings.
B, JP watches fairy tales on the weekends, he said, like Disney movies. And don't forget, he's also told us in the past that he sits around nude on the weekends. So he watches little kids' movies on the weekends while naked on his couch.
I have, on the weekends, enjoyed happy endings.
Or C, JP was telling us about how back in the late 2000s, he would hang out with Jim Flowers up in Omaha, partying on the weekends.
Oh, I have, on the weekends, enjoyed happy endings.
That, by the way, was a super good joke, that last
good,
one.
Good one. Good job.
What do you think it is, Adam?
A, B, or C?
I'm going to uncomfortably say B.
It's half of B.
Weird.
It's half of B. Because I never sat
half
around
of A?
The house. Well, No, I've never sat around naked watching Disney
movies.
You
said when you're home, you like to be nude.
Okay, not when my children are there. When my daughter was little.
You never said, your children are there.
Yeah,
you said on that segment, like to sit on the weekends and watch little kids shows.
I used to watch lots of Disney princess stuff with my daughter.
You never said that portion.
Anyway,
all I can do is put down what you were talking about.
He liked to watch fairy tale movies, which include happy endings.
You're not the only person who likes to watch Little Mermaid nude.
No, that's not.
That's not JP. That's me. Stop.
Okay. Anyway.
All right. Here comes your second piece of audio. Speaking of
pig in the sand.
Oh yeah.
All hot and stuff. Gosh, it tastes so good.
What?
A, Coryell came to work talking about the craziest dream she's ever had.
Pig in the
ready
sand.
To eat. Oh, yeah.
All hot and stuff. Gosh, it tastes so good.
B, Coryell was talking about Hawaii and how awesome that state is.
Pig in the sand.
Oh, yeah.
All hot and stuff. Gosh, it tastes so good.
Hot and stuff.
Hot and stuff.
Or C, Coryell was talking about the last time she was at Lenoma Beach.
Pig in the
ready
sand.
To eat. Oh, yeah.
All hot and stuff. Gosh, it tastes so good. Oh, my Lord. Oh, no.
Is it A, B, or C?
A, B, or C.
I'm going to say B.
It is B. Yes.
It is.
We're talking about how awesome Hawaii is, because you can't, like, take a step without stepping on some pig cooking in the sand.
We went to a luau.
Yeah. There it is. All right. We got one more piece of audio.
All right. Adam's got two right. You get this one, you're winning the Raising Cane's. If not, Brian and Trish are in the wings, ready to steal the game.
How would he know that are my lucky underpants?
Yeah! A, Coryell was trying to explain that her boyfriend's a little dense, so she has to write, "These are my lucky underpants," on the front of her underpants.
How would he know that are my lucky underpants?
He actually thinks when she's like, "Will you take my pants off?"
He's just there to help you. Let me spell it out for you, babe. Yeah. Oh, I'm in trouble already.
Lord Jackson. B, Coryell was talking about why she showed up pantsless on her first date with Jackson.
How would he know that are my lucky underpants?
Or C, some lady threw away her husband's lucky underpants and was the reason that the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl, and we all hate this person now.
How would he know that those are my lucky underpants?
Oh, man. Well, I could call my wife and let her know that we're having date night. She can wear her lucky underpants.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A, B, or C?
It's C.
Yes.
Nailed it. Man, you know the show, my friend.
Nice work, Adam.
Good job.
Oh, buddy. Thanks for laughing along with us.
I have tears in my eyes.
Sometimes Coryell's too lazy to take her own pants off, and as Jackson pulls them off, he's like hoping it says lucky underpants.
Yeah.
please say it. Dang it.
But instead, there's like a large stop sign.
Yeah.
Printed.
Sucker.
It's been a bad dairy day.
It's like the game show. What's behind your pants today?
Right, exactly. What's behind Coryell's pants?
Man.
We have a new game for the show.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Adam,
are we going to StreamYard that, too?
If we want to lose our jobs.
Yeah, right. Adam, thank you for playing the game. Congratulations. Enjoy some Raising Cane's this weekend.
Fun.
And enjoy some downtime, all right?
Damn. All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Hang on the line, Adam. We'll get more details from you. That was Out of Context Cuts.
Come on, man.
This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kicks 96.9.
Well, you know that it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be all right.
Only if the order's right.
Everything will always be all right when we go shopping.
So it was a DMV story with a gal who went to the DMV to get her driver's license renewed, and they didn't tell her to take the mask off. She took the photo with the mask. They ended up sending that one to her. That sparked a friend of the show to send us another photo of a wife who appears into the living room to her husband and says, "Hey, did you do this?" He's like, "What? What'd I do?"
The license plate says NAG 365.
That's so awesome.
That is.
No. As a husband, imagine how happy you'd be that that was the one assigned to your wife.
Right.
The irony behind that is off the charts. So funny.
It got us to thinking, it's like, okay, that's definitely not what she ordered. What did you get that you ordered that was not what was advertised? I mean, it could have been the coolest thing in the world, and no, it came in the mail, and it's a piece of crap.
Well, I have ordered before those face masks that you get that already have the face, like the eye holes cut out of them.
Oh, okay.
It's like a ski mask?
It's a peel. No, it's like a peel off mask.
The health ones.
Like, and it's like a beauty one, ones. And it has, you know, whatever cool plant based blah, blah, blah in it, and it draws out things from your pores.
Those aren't working.
But they have like little nostril cutouts, a little mouth cutout, and an eye cutout, so you can just plop it on your face.
Right.
I got a package of them from Wish one time, and they were literally the size for like a Barbie doll. the package was huge, like it should fit your face, but it's like it shrunk or something within the shipping, or I have no idea.
That's so weird.
But they were tiny. They're the size of like a tiny little pancake. They were not meant for a human face.
That's so weird.
And I was very annoyed.
Well, yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Like, why are you gonna do?
Well, you can't use that.
No,
I mean, I could put it on like a cheek. I mean, what good's that gonna do?
It would look really weird.
It looked dumb.
Like you have a face in your cheek.
I've ordered like Chiefs jerseys off of those
like a bootleg
from,
site,
Japan. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And they're so terrible. Like they'd show up, and I'm like, "What material is this?" And then like one sleeve was shorter than the other one, and I'm like, "Ah, well, I saved myself like $100."
I did find this patch that someone had ordered for their jacket on Reddit, and they wanted to order one that was like, it's this round patch that has a UFO, like a flying saucer in the sky, and little forest scenery underneath. And it says, "I want to believe" on the bottom. But when they got it in the mail, it says, "I want to leave."
Really?
So it looks like you want to leave this planet in a UFO and never return.
Right.
Nice.
That's funny. All right, so let's find out.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick Show.
Phone lines are lit up. So 466-9696, your "This Isn't What I Ordered" moment. What's your story? 466-9696. Or you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
You
do. You do.
Next. Go.
This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Oh, man.
Smart man.
Mm-hmm. You are a smart guy. Coming up, more Free Fun Friday.
Always thinking.
Wake up. Wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
The ACM.
Top female vocalist.
Album of the year.
Top new artist is.
All right, the ACM Awards. Nominees came out just a few minutes ago. Thanks to Kelsea Ballerini and
TJ
Osborne, the Brothers Osborne. Made the announcements on that. For your nominees. Album of the year, Luke Bryan's new one, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. Kane Brown's Mixtape Volume 1. Ashley McBride's Never Will. Brothers Osborne's Skeleton. And Chris Stapleton's Starting Over. Ooh. In for Album of the Year.
Okay.
New male artists, Parker McCollum, Travis Denning, Cody Johnson, Hardy, and Jimmy Allen got into that list.
Okay.
New female, going to Kaylee Hammett, Gabby Barrett, Ingrid Andress, Tennille Arts, and Mickey Guyton.
Okay.
We go to Group of the Year.
I keep thinking Mickey Guyton is that dude that you got the TikTok for.
No, that's Mickey Avalon. And
I know. Every time I hear Mickey Guyton.
Very different people.
I understand. I'm just saying, every time you say Mickey Guyton, that's what I think of.
Group of the Year, Lady Antebellum, Little Big Town, Old Dominion, Cadillac 3, and the Highway Women.
Can I raise my hand real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, Husker Nick.
It's the High Women.
High Women?
How is Cody Johnson and Jimmy Allen on New Male Artist of the Year?
And, like, still on... Well,
how is Cody Johnson on this list?
Right.
I don't understand that. That is pretty wild.
It's nice, though, that he's getting...
I love Cody Johnson. Like, I love Cody Johnson. Yeah. It's not that he's on it.
Right, but he's always been on these new whatever lists for, like, years now.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
The same thing goes for, you can almost say that about, Mickey Guyton's been around for a long time, but now finally getting recognized as a nominee for the new female artist.
Also, for Entertainer of the Year, I feel like these dudes, Luke Bryan, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Chris Stapleton, they had like literally 5 weeks to try to put their resume together.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, how do you do an Entertainer of the Year based off of like essentially five weeks?
That's the hardest part of that whole thing. I mean, songs kept coming out, but as far as entertaining, that's something that hasn't been very prolific throughout the whole pandemic. But
the other thing too, Chris Stapleton, listen. I've never heard a better voice live than Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
And his set is cool. I would not call his set entertaining, though.
Right.
Compared to, Eric Church walks around all over the place, goes out in the crowd, does all the stuff. Thomas Rhett has, the band and everything that comes up, the whole thing.
The lights, the confetti, the everything going on at the same time.
Like, I would say, what do you think, Coriel? I would say, Garth Brooks, that's why he wins it all the time, he's, Entertainer of the Year, because he is out there to entertain, not just be a singer.
No, I agree with what you're saying. There's two totally different preferences there. Some people want to go to a concert and be entertained solely by...
I'm with you.
By the voice itself, and the technical ability of the band and things like that.
Right.
And they don't need the whole glitz and glamour and show. But then other people want to go because they want to see people, rip, shotgun beers on stage like Dierks Bentley does. You know what I'm saying?
Male artists, we got Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Dierks Bentley, Thomas Rhett, and Eric Church. Notice that Morgan Wallen's name is not in there. They did say that they were going to pass on him.
Including him.
Yeah, okay. This year.
Is his album, that double album that came out, is it eligible for next year?
See, I would be for next year, because if you look at the albums that came out, date wise, it would definitely be next year.
So
anyway.
It doesn't matter. Like, he wouldn't have been on this list anyway.
The female artist of the year lineup is stellar.
Pretty solid.
Ashley McBride, Carly Pierce, Kelsea Ballerini, Maren Morris, and Miranda Lambert.
And no Carrie Underwood.
No Carrie Underwood and no Casey Musgraves.
Yeah, neither one of them were a part of that.
Strange.
Did Carrie have a new album?
No, she did not.
I didn't think so.
And that's why.
So
It's smart, though,
right?
No, I agree with Nick. It really is about, did you do anything?
Yeah.
in the last, well, because this would have been about 2 years because we're going back a little bit. And Miranda's done stuff. Marin's, Kelsey, Carly, Ash, all of them have done new music, new
albums. Like Carrie
albums.
Underwood's awesome. She's amazing. And her show live is amazing. Like, she's amazing.
Yeah.
But just because she's, like, breathing doesn't mean she needs to be on this list every
Can
year.
Can I be selfish just for a second? I need to humble brag.
Okay.
Because Hardy is on the list for Songwriter of the Year.
Yep.
And we've known Hardy for a very long time. He initially was in our friend CJ Solar's band. And then he went off and is doing his own thing. And they're still friends, of course. But it's really cool to see somebody that you used to, like, literally go to the casinos with and just hang out with.
That's cool.
Already,
that's
first of all, be played like all the time on the radio, but also to see him up for an ACM for Songwriter of the Year.
Yep.
It's just surreal. It's really cool. We're very, very proud of Hardy. That's awesome.
Yeah, for
sure. That's awesome.
All right. So the 56th annual ACM Awards on Sunday, April 18th on CBS. We'll see who wins.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, the Nitty Gritty from Music City will also get you around a fake news. Part of Free Fall on Friday. Kicks 96.9. Good morning.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Well, Post Malone helped us realize why Hootie and the Blowfish cries, you know, Darius Rucker. Lauren Elena has never done this, and Blake Shelton was so shocked when he first met Gwen Stefani.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coriel has your Nitty Gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
All right, good morning. I'm rocking the blue wig this time.
Taking it.
It looks
because I don't want to get up in the morning and do my hair, so wigs are my answer. It's on Facebook, KX969. So here's the deal. Post Malone released a cover of Hootie and the Blowfish's 1995 hit song, I Only Want to Be With You. And here's the deal. This is actually for Pokemon's 25th anniversary.
Which
that's
you also
why
love.
He released it. And I also
Pokemon
love Pokemon.
Freak.
So I'm actually geeking out. And I am a huge fan of Hootie and the Blowfish. You should know this by now because I talk about them a lot.
But oh, yeah,
anyways,
for sure.
So folks on social media are in absolute shock after realizing for the first time, it seems, that when Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish was singing in that song, when he mentions the dolphins make me cry, you know, I'm such a baby, the dolphins make me cry.
Right, yeah.
People thought that meant, like, you know, dolphins are cute and stuff, and, like, you're sitting at the beach watching a sunset or something. The dolphins make you cry.
That makes you tear up.
No, it's about Miami Dolphins.
It's about Dan Marino and the...
On his, on the music video, he had a jersey of Dan Marino on when he sings that line.
But so many people didn't realize.
And
I guess I really? Kind of thought it was either or, but I assumed it was football.
Yeah.
But Fear so many people are just now realizing because of the fact that Post Malone recut this song and he changed it and said, and the Cowboys make me cry.
Nice. They should. The Cowboys are terrible.
Which his favorite team.
Which is awesome and funny.
We have
a little clip
it
of the
cry.
Song, actually.
Yeah, let's get it.
I like, I love the way that totally Post Malones it too by Duh and Yo.
Yeah.
I love Post Malone.
So
he's awesome.
There's a lyric in Lauren Elena and John Party's song Getting Over Him that talks about dive bar kissing. And even though Lauren Elena co-wrote it, she's never done that. Yet, at least. So she's actually had two very public breakups.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard to kind of like get out of that. I mean, she's been in the public eye since she was 16.
Oh, yeah, forever.
So she hasn't really had the opportunity to. She has a little bit of time here and there to let loose and go to bars and stuff like that, but not much at all. So Lauren Elena actually has never done any dive bar kissing. She's also never had a dating app. And this quote from Lauren is hilarious. She says, what would my bio say? I am a singer and I am gone typically 150 to 200 days a year. I'm never home on weekends. If you work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, we probably aren't going to work out very well.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that's valid. That's a way to put it.
Wow.
Yeah. The Voice is kicking off its 20th season and 10th year on the air Monday. Blake Shelton is still surprised it's lasted this long.
No kidding.
Yes, he's actually said, let's see, he told He told People, quote, to be honest, I don't think the show was going to last. And then he says, in fact, of the first conversations I ever had with Adam Levine was, man, how stupid is this? So you love Blake Shelton being candid.
His honesty, yeah.
Yeah, but while we're talking about The Voice, you obviously think of him and then also one of the coaches at one point in time, Gwen Stefani, now his fiance. He was absolutely shocked at how Gwen Stefani used to arrive to work.
That first season, you know, she was in the middle of, she had just had a baby. And the thing that I remember and that I remember saying about her when people would ask is like, oh, my God, that girl, she's unbelievable. She drives a minivan to work. I thought rock stars come in their, you know, Rolls Royce or whatever. And Gwen was driving a black minivan. I remember that.
Which is hilarious.
And so, you know, it was very, very like we knew each other. We worked together, but there really wasn't much of a friendship even that first season.
Wow, that's crazy.
Just picture Gwen Stefani, who always looks so, she just
always looks so done up. Yeah,
she just looks like she embodies the Hollywood persona almost.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
You'd think she's gorgeous. Like a phantom or something.
She rolls up in a minivan.
Yeah, no kidding.
God, I have even more respect for her, honestly. We do have new music.
Yes.
From one of your absolute favorites.
Yes.
Husker Nick, he fanboys over him, as he should. This is new music from Eric Church. It's called Never Break Heart, a message of perseverance against any obstacle life throws at you. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Coryell on Kix 96.9.
People say it's a crime bringing life into the world these days. It's cold, it's alone, it's a heavy stone that the heart can't take. Well, hurt's gonna keep on trying, pain's gonna keep on crying. Way down deep, there's a beat gonna keep on fire. So go on and get born, heart. Let your mama keep you warm, heart. Get down in the dirt, heart. Go on, get hurt, heart. Live and let learn, heart. Don't let fear steal your brave, heart. Don't let doubt take your faith, heart. It's okay to cry, but don't ever. Like drawing cards with a whiskey gypsy. She's a glass half full, take a pull, then a glass half empty. Well, I say lives are made for chances, and eyes are made for glances, and songs are played, and legs are made for dances.
Thank you.
Let's see, what's in the news today?
Fake news.
I can hardly
wait. Do you think you are smarter than Coryell?
Someone's like, yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. It's your chance to play with us. Fake news. So 466-9696. I'll give you some headlines. You and Coryell will guess which ones are real, which ones are fake. See who is smarter. 466-9696 for Fake News Friday. It's Kix.
When I wake up.
Ooh. Wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
On Free Fun Fridays, we'd like to get you double the big things. We'll get the other one coming up in the After the Show show, and it's a big one. You're not going to want to miss the news about this. Mm-hmm. Before that, though, chance for some love.
It is your last chance today. To win $500. Kix cash for couples. For love.
So you got a chance to win $500. And all you have to do is get in, get logged on today, KZKX.com. Hopefully you were smart enough to do it every day.
Yeah.
Because every day is another entry in to win.
But it's still something that could happen. You could be very lucky. It is the month of love. And if you are lucky in love, well, who knows? You might take home the $500.
$500, you and Jackson, what will you guys be doing?
Honestly, going to the casino, probably.
To double your money?
We get a really good steak dinner and then probably accidentally get drunk at the steak dinner and then spend the rest on Keno.
That sounds like a winning
weekend. It sounds
weekend.
Great, but also terrible at the same time. I don't want to lie to you.
What if like the casinos in like Council Tucky have like the heart-shaped rotating beds or anything? I've never been in one of those hotels.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, yeah, neither have I.
You're so convinced.
I've just seen them online.
I've just looked at them online. All right, so if you want to have a chance at $500, we got two sets of it.
For $500, you could buy your own heart-shaped bed, probably.
That is true. But would you?
Ew, a $500 heart-shaped bed.
The shape of the heart-shaped bed, you fall off it a lot.
How would you know?
No, because I've seen it in movies.
Oh, okay. Well,
like Austin Powers tried to do it, and he fell right off the
bed.
It's
not that hard to fit two people in.
Okay, bed. I am 6'2".
It's hard for you to fit in any bed.
Right, exactly. So, your chance at cash for couples at KZKX.com to be a part of it. Final day on Free Fun Fridays. We'd like to get you double the big things. We'll get the other one coming up in the After the Show show, and it's a big one. You're not going to want to miss the news about this. Mm-hmm. Before that, though, chance for some love.
It is your last chance today.
Last chance.
To win $500. Kix cash for couples. For love.
So you got a chance to win $500. And all you have to do is get in, get logged on today, KZKX.com. Hopefully you were smart enough to do it every day.
Yeah.
Because every day is another entry in to win.
But it's still something that could happen. You could be very lucky. It is the month of love. And if you are lucky in love, well, who knows? You might take home the $500.
$500, you and Jackson, what will you guys be doing?
Honestly, going to the casino, probably.
To double your money?
We get a really good steak dinner and then probably accidentally get drunk at the steak dinner and then spend the rest on Keno.
That sounds like a winning
weekend.
It sounds
great, but also terrible at the same time. I don't want to lie to you.
What if like the casinos in like Council Tucky have like the heart-shaped rotating beds or anything? I've never been in one of those hotels.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, yeah, neither have I.
You're so convinced.
I've just seen them online.
I've just looked at them online. All right, so if you want to have a chance at $500, we got two sets of it.
For $500, you could buy your own heart-shaped bed, probably.
That is true. But would you?
Ew, a $500 heart-shaped bed.
The shape of the heart-shaped bed, you fall off it a lot.
How would you know?
No, because I've seen it in movies.
Oh, okay. Well,
like Austin Powers tried to do it, and he fell right off the bed.
It's not that hard to fit two people in.
Okay, I am 6'2".
It's hard for you to fit in any bed.
Right, exactly. So, your chance at cash for couples at KZKX.com to be a part of it. Final day!
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We'll get romantic with Jungle John. Not really. We'll just talk to Jungle John about what's going on at the zoo. We'll also get you what's trending, a redneck review, and that other big thing is huge.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Jungle John broke out his big handsome lizard.
Oh, you gonna catch my snake?
Nope.
I mean, it's not a snake. It's a lizard. It looks like a snake.
It's a weird thing to say. Why not holding a snake?
Husker Nick, when I walk in here, my brain kind of gets scrambled.
Skittles is drawing my hot body.
He's our favorite zoo guru, Jungle John Chapa with the Lincoln Children's Zoo stopping by.
Zoo-ru.
You can see him live on Facebook with a really lovely background now, Coriel. Thank you.
Not my background, but the beautiful background, the jungle background that Coriel has put up.
Right.
Thank you.
It makes everything look fresher. I do have to give you a little bit of crap, and I also want to offer up Coriel's services, Jungle John.
What?
Okay.
So I was going on on Twitter because Lincoln Zoo is the handle for the Lincoln Children's Zoo here in town.
Okay.
And they put up cute photos and some fun stuff.
Yeah.
And then you go over to what is called the Lincoln Zoo Guru on Twitter. He has 145 followers. And he hasn't put up a photo since 2014.
Who's Lincoln Zoo Guru?
That would be Jungle John Chapo.
I did not know that I had a Twitter.
Do you have an old Twitter account?
Thank you. You guys know. I need to look into my Twitter account.
That's Lincoln so Zoo funny. Guru.
Don't follow that one. Apparently, that one has been left in the dust. Just go follow Lincoln Zoo.
You can revive it. I mean, that's fine to revive it. We should, though, have Coriel and you work on something to market Lincoln Zoo
that
Guru
would be cool.
on Twitter.
Jungle John, I would love to market you. And by the way, Ryan just commented on the post. He says, I love Jungle John. His wife was my biology teacher at North Star.
Aww.
All right, Ryan. She's a great teacher.
Wow, fancy.
That's awesome. Thanks for saying hi, Ryan.
And she's a biologist? Yeah. Hey, good catch, Jungle John.
My wife is the smart one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You do know that I turned her... Do you know the long story?
No, please.
Let's hear Jungle. Oh, hold on. Let me get some.
When I was the assistant director at a zoo back in Indiana, I got this resume across my desk from this young lady who had just graduated from zookeeper school.
Okay.
And I wanted to hire her. So I went to the zoo director. I said, I want to hire this person. He said, we don't have any money. Call her up and tell her no. Right. Well, that young lady did not get a job in Indiana. She got a job here at Lincoln Children's Zoo. 3 years later, I came to Lincoln. And she walked up to me, and she looked down at me because Tracy stands taller than me by 4 inches.
Very nice.
You don't remember me, but you turned me down for a job 3 years ago. I said, no, I do remember you because I wanted to hire you. Less than 2 years later, we were married.
Ah, I love this story, Jungle John.
That's a great love story.
We celebrate 33 years in just a couple weeks.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Congratulations.
Aw, that's so cool.
I'm thrilled. That's really,
really
cool.
We learn something new every time we're on with you, Jungle Joe. That's the best part of
it. Yeah. I have so many secrets that you don't know.
You do have a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah. So, and give us some knowledge on what the kiddos can be doing, and then parents, too, with spring break at the zoo.
Well, that's just spring break is a great time. You know, it's springing out there. The daffodils are coming. You know, things are going to be springing and springing. A lot of parents are working when LPS is out during the week, and that's just about a week away. We have week-long camps for kids 5 to 7 and 8 to 12. They can have great fun at the zoo, safe fun. We've got all the precautions taken care of. We've got a couple of slots left at our camps. So go to LincolnZoo.org, sign up for spring break camps, because there are just a few slots left. Meet the animals, feed the animals, have a great time all day long. Mom and Dad are at work. The kids are having fun, safe adventures at the Lincoln Children's Zoo.
Sounds like a good time. Also, my mom texted and said, say hi to Jungle John. It's her birthday today.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I love her. She's such a great lady. And she, you know, I was working with her when she was our veterinary technician working with Dr. Forney at the zoo.
Yep.
She's a super, super professional, just a very compassionate with the animals. So, yeah, exactly. So get my hats off to her, too. Yeah. As those of get a little bit older. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hey, with the temperatures on the warmer side now and whatnot, I think it would be a pretty good idea to go get your membership right about now.
She's not just only gorgeous, but she's brilliant.
Oh, I'm brilliant, too. Only two visits pays for your membership.
Yes, yes, yes. Go to LincolnZoo.org. Get that now because you slash that card. You get into the zoo for free for the next 12 months. And the weather is warming. Spring is happening. The animals are going to be out and crawling. And the giraffes want to see you. The tigers want to see you. The cheetahs want to see you. So go to LincolnZoo.org. Get that family membership. It's the best bargain in town. Or buy it for somebody. It's a great gift, too.
Oh, that's a good gift idea.
Very good.
It's a great birthday gift.
Hey, there you go. LincolnZoo.org. Jungle John, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you in person again.
Hey, guys, I'll see you at the zoo.
Yes, you will.
Wake up, Kix Mornings, with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
On Kix 96.9.
Let's get you what everybody's talking about, including number three.
Driver's license last week.
No, we're not talking about the Olivia Rodrigo song.
No, but we are talking about if you have a driver's license and you're out on the city of Lincoln's roads.
Yes.
You may have noticed, like I did the other day, hey, there's suspiciously like not that many potholes this year around, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
That's because.
You must not drive over by my house.
Well, there still are some, of course.
27th and Old Cheney, let me tell you. It is horrible.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully they get to it soon because the city of Lincoln has filled almost 7,000 potholes so far over the last 2 weeks.
That's
impressive.
They're
still there, but they are trying to keep ahead of it because remember, anyways, we love to complain about potholes.
If you take Highway 2 towards downtown, you have to, like, you're just bobbing and weaving. And I shout out these people that are working on those things because they are out there all day.
They are.
All freaking morning. And to make it worse, it's during rush hour and you know people are yelling at them. Don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Don't yell at them. Let them do their
thing.
So it no longer feels like you are off-roading while just heading to work.
Right. Exactly. So thank you to the pothole fillers and continue to do that. It's going well. Number two.
Wow. Winning.
Charlie Sheen popped up in the news. People were talking about him because it was, 10 years ago that he took over the internet?
He took over everything.
Yeah,
you couldn't look left, right, up, or down without Charlie Sheen and Tiger Blood.
Yeah.
All that stuff he used to say.
Oh my gosh.
Like quit a show. He was making $30 million a season.
He was a warlock. He had Adonis DNA.
He's crazy.
That was one of the first public meltdowns from a beloved celebrity.
Right.
How crazy was that?
Other than Britney Spears, shaving her head, of course.
So now he has regrets about this?
He regrets it. He's like, looking back, maybe I should have kept making $30 million a year doing a stupid TV show.
I don't regret it.
He definitely regrets it.
He gave us winning.
Oh, I know.
He really
exactly.
did, didn't he?
Do you still say that? Every once in a while, I'll be like, winning. But I say it under my breath.
Wow, winning.
I don't want people to know
I was
going to
say, don't say it out loud too much.
Oh, no, it's funny to say it out loud.
No, wow, Nick. Winning.
You don't say it out loud too much. Hold on. Coriel, you're not at home by yourself sitting on your couch, and you just like squeeze out a little toot, smile, and go,
wow, winning.
Come on. You know you do that.
This will be an experiment. I'll let you know how it goes over the weekend.
Right. You should Snapchat yourself doing
it. Wow, winning.
And Jackson's reaction when you
the
do.
The next shot is him literally just shutting the front door on my face.
He just coils
like, that was dry.
He's
not
like,
wet.
Losing.
Oh, very nice. And then finally,
number one
is the vaccinations continue to be doled out throughout all of the United States, and including here in Nebraska, down at Pinnacle Bank Arena. So folks lining up for that. But now there's the first dose.
Yeah.
That seems to be.
You mean a single shot?
The single shot dose. That's what it is. The single shot dose.
Coriel, are you less? More likely or equally as likely to get this done if you know there's only one tiny prick and not two coming.
Okay, well, first of all, that was an out-of-context contest segment sentence that you just said.
I don't understand
what
you mean.
I have to say that out loud for posterity. I would be more inclined to take this new one from Johnson & Johnson if it gets approved. It's on the brink of approval anyways.
It's really close. The FDA says it's really close.
A single shot vaccine. I'd be more down for that because I am not about the needle life. It freaks me out when I go get finger pricks at the doctor's office. I'm like, don't count down. Just do it. Surprise me because I...
just surprise you.
Gosh, I can't handle it. So, yes, one shot. I'm down for that, for the vaccine.
All right, we'll see what happens. It's really close to being approved by the FDA. That is what everybody's going to be talking about today.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Tell you what, man, dang on. It's the Redneck Movie Review. It's the Redneck Movie Review. I'm a redneck and I review the movies too. It's the Redneck Movie Review. With me, Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mosefus.
Yeah, all right, y'all. Now listen up. We got a new movie this week, and it is a sequel to one of the greatest comedies of all time, Coming to America. I tell you what, man, in that movie at the beginning, when he first gets to America and he's in New York and he leans out his window and says hi to everyone, and then they F-bomb him, and he F-bombs them back. Yes. One of the greatest scenes in movie history.
Factual.
And all be all. Or in the original, when he's sitting in, getting his hair cut, getting his hair did.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting in that barbershop talking about Cassius Clay and all them different people. Oh, my God. It's one of the greatest movies ever. And I'll tell you what, here's a preview for Coming Number 2, America.
You must heed my words before I'm gone, my son. Now, you will be king. But the throne must pass to a male heir. Hakim, it appears you have a son who must be found.
Prepare the royal jet. We are going back to America.
Oh, hell no, your majesty.
Come on! I'm back! Say it again!
All right, so y'all, apparently during Coming to America, the original... Akeem was getting out and getting all hibbity-dibbity-like with some ladies.
Ooh.
Instead of just going after the McDonald's chick. So that's what this here story's about, which should be pretty good. Look, I'm going to give this movie 4 bags of pork rinds, mostly because you got Arsenio Hall, Eddie Murphy. I mean, it's everybody. I mean, hell, I think you had Simba's dad doing the voiceover.
Well, James Earl
right?
Jones is like his dad in the first one.
Yeah, like basically, it's got a lot of Lion King vibes to it.
Yeah, it does.
It does in the beginning.
I've already seen a lot of Lion King and Wakanda jokes in the trailers. So.
Yes, it should be good. So,
I love it.
Y'all, get out and see this here movie. Should be good. You can get it on the Netflix
Amazon
or
Prime.
Amazon Prime. Which is on the internet.
On
so
the
you can
Prime.
Check that out. But it's a good movie, so get out and see it. Hey, I'm Husker Nick's cousin, Cooter Mosefus. And I somehow made it through this whole segment without hitting on Coriel.
Our one big thing is a week of winning.
Starting Monday.
And it starts with this guy.
You're one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the ball.
Lee Bryce is live March 11th. And we've got a bunch of tickets to give you.
He'll be at Ralston Arena. There is limited seating.
Right.
So the seating thing will be a little different. If you're wondering about what that entails, like the actual number, you'll have to contact Ralston Arena. Some have messaged asking us what that means, like what the number is.
Right.
And we don't know.
We don't know.
So contact Ralston Arena for that info.
So check that out with Lee Bryce. So we'll have tickets to Lee Bryce live at the Ralston Arena. And then also...
Dino Light at the Lead Center. You can bring the whole family. Well, 3 people in the family.
Yes.
There is still COVID safety seating.
Yeah.
But
that's
they
why it's the
are happy
three
to have
tickets.
At least butts and seats now for Dino Light. And that starts, like we said, Monday morning. You start winning free tickets to both Lee Bryce.
They're giant luminescent dinosaurs that glow in the dark, and it's a family-friendly adventure.
Right, and when we first talked with Lauren, a former co-host here, about the lineup when it was announced, I specifically had to talk about Dino Light because I can't imagine. Well, first of all, I'm going to find that amazing at almost 30 anyways, but as a child...
You were a giant Jurassic Park fan, weren't you?
I would lose my mind. So seriously, if your kids are a little stir crazy, it's, especially since it's been so cold and they've been cooped up, try winning those Dino Light tickets. I mean, we'll have a lot of opportunities for you to score Dino Light for the family. And then also, like we said, those Lee Bryce tickets, too.
Very cool. So that's the winning week next week, starting on Monday. We will see you then. Till then, thanks for hanging out with us.
Enjoy the warm weather this weekend.
Yeah, please go outside and do something. If you miss any of the show, you can always catch it on our podcast at KZKX.com, including today's Free Fun Friday and the Ridiculousness of Out of Context Contest. Monday, the week of winning begins, and we'll also have Make It Right Monday and a lot more. Have a great weekend.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. They keep me laughing, and they play the best music.
Kix 96.